Speaking with Own Sound Attack, winger Zach Nastasiuk, who is the 13th-ranked player among North Americans for the upcoming NHL draft. And, Zach, you've just been participating this week in the NHL Combine, and I've just been told you actually won the standing long jump event with a 117-inch jump. What was the week like for you overall, just the experience of it?
Yeah, obviously, it's pretty special to go to the NHL Combine. I get asked to go there. And then, you know, going to all the interviews and stuff throughout the whole week, it's pretty mentally, it takes a mentally strain on your mind and stuff, but I know it's an experience that I don't ever get to go through, so it's awesome to go through that, and I had a lot of fun. You know, obviously winning the long jumps is pretty special, and that's nice to hear.
Now, there's, of course, 30 NHL teams. How many interviews did you go through this week?
27.
And were there any real strange questions that kind of stand out in your mind?
Not to me, no, but I know Chris Beeger got asked what his favorite animal was. I thought that was pretty weird, but I never got asked any super weird questions, just a couple tough ones, but, you know, I guess that's expected.
For sure. Now, you came off quite a good season. Your numbers improved substantially with more playing time and a bigger role for the attack this year. You had 20 goals and 40 points, but you really stepped your play up in the playoffs with 11 points in 12 games. What was the difference between those two?
I don't know. You know, it's just, you know, playoffs is, you know, everyone, that's what every hockey player lives for, right? It's the playoffs, and I think everyone raises their game when it comes to playoffs, and I knew that everyone on my team and, you know, against the student employment, they were going to raise their game as well, so I knew that I had to bring more to the table, and, you know, I felt that I did that, and, you know, playoffs were a lot of fun, so I enjoyed it.
You have a history of athletics in your family. Your dad won a Grey Cup with the Argos, and you're a fairly big guy, of course, as well. Why'd you go the hockey route as opposed to the football route that your family has a heritage of?
You know what, I think that was just my dad going through it, and he knew, you know, the toll it took on your body, and I asked him when I was about 10, and when I started getting older and stuff, he just said, I don't want you to go through that, and I don't want your body to go through that, so he just put me in hockey. You know, still highly intense sport, but just as not, I don't think, as grueling as it would be for football.
Your game improved substantially throughout the season. Was there one particular area of your game that you've been working on the hardest to improve on?
Not necessarily, but, you know, a big flaw of mine, although, is my skating acceleration. You know, it's nice to, you know, go to Sochi and maybe, you know, turn some heads and say, you know, maybe that guy can actually skate on the big ice. So, you know, obviously my skating and stuff like that, but, you know, throughout the season I just tried to maintain my strength and my explosiveness.
You've had the pleasure of doing all kinds of cool different things this season. You got to participate in the CHL Top Prospects game. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it's awesome. Just like I said, with the NHL Combine, you know, it's something that not a lot of teenagers my age get to go through. So, you know, seeing Don Cherry, Nick Kyprios, and all them there, it was pretty special. I'll shake their hand and, you know, obviously meet some obviously great guys and obviously play with some high-end players and learn from them and, you know, made some friends there, so it was good.
You also just came back not too long ago from the World Under 18. The last 4 years, the U.S. has won that, and you and your teammates came home with the gold for Canada, and you had a good tournament yourself, 4 points in 7 games, a plus four. That must have been quite the experience for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, first time I ever put on the Canadian jersey, so it was something special for me. And, you know, what's better than winning the gold medal, right, for your country? And that was, you know, we beat a very good U.S. team. You know, Philip stood on his head for us, and, you know, it was just unreal feeling. I'll never forget that, winning that gold medal.
Now, your ranking has gone up steadily this season for the NHL draft. Your final ranking is 13th among North Americans for the NHL draft. Of course, people have been saying how deep this year's draft is, maybe the deepest ever, and you're clearly, based on that ranking, going to be inside the first round. Have you felt any pressure regarding being a high draft pick throughout this season?
Not necessarily. I mean, no, I didn't really pay attention to the rankings this year. That's just me. I didn't want to get caught up in it. You know, my focus was on Owen Sound and just winning hockey games and playing hockey. But you know, it's obviously special to be recognized for that high. You know, there's a lot of great players in this draft. And, you know, like you said, it's a deep draft. So you know, whatever happens on draft day happens. And I think a lot of teams are going to be happy with who they get.
Now you've been able to go through this experience mostly all the way along with a teammate Chris Bigras, who's ranked almost right together with you for the NHL draft. But he's experienced a lot of the same things that you have this year. Has that made it a little easier to go through?
Yeah, for sure it has. I mean, you know, we started minor hockey together and then worked our way up to Owen Sound and you know prospecting and combine all this stuff and now the draft. So you know it's. It's really special to go through this with him, you know, watch him grow as a person and even as a hockey player. I mean, you know, it's always nice to have that friendly side there with you when you're going places you don't know much about. And I mean, you know, I'll be so happy for him when I see his name get called on June 30th.
If you compared your game to any particular NHL player, is there one that stands out that you kind of modeled your game after or that you feel you play a similar style to?
I would say something like Jordan Staal or something like that on that area.
When you look back at your goals that you had for yourself this season, did you achieve everything you were looking to do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I sat down last summer, assessed myself and my potential and all that, and, you know, I made a goal to just get 20 goals, and that was it. I didn't make a goal to get 20 assists or something like that, just to get, you know, 20 goals, get a milestone there. I accomplished that, and then my other goal was just to, you know, play in every situation, power play, penalty kill, 5-on-5, you know, 4-on-4, get every, be the guy in the last minute score goal or the guy in the last minute stop goal. So that's what I got. I got that responsibility from Greg, and I really appreciate it because I don't know if without him I wouldn't be here.